Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He loves us so much. I was just thinking moments ago how Jesus became more real to me as I obeyed His word. When I used to read the word to get to know Him, I believed on it and I was saved. I wanted to get to know Him. Remember, God is a person. He has a personality, just like He has a will. And He gave us His words that we can live by His words. And we get to know Him as we do His word. Now, hearing His word is the first introduction. But as we do His word, we become more capable of life. We become more capable in our ways. We become like Him. Now, Lucifer said he wanted to be like the Most High. He wanted to overcome all the different types of realms. The ancients that were made way before him, and be like God. And then the Lord made us to live in His image. Look at the irony of it. And as we do His word, we become like Him. We become as capable, we become capable like God. We can do His will, we can judge, we can live. We have the life of God. And we have the we learn the truth of God's word. We live in His likeness, and it's beautiful. The Jesus I read about in the pages, He's alive in me. His words are His words live in me, and I live in Him, and I enjoy Him. And I want to know Him more and more. As I grow from glory to glory, I live, I learn, I'm excited about the life God gave. It works. It overcomes everything of the world. And, you know, I grew up in church, and people do know in part. Sometimes people will say things that's just beyond man. It's beyond the limited views of men. Because they draw near to the Lord and they learn from Him. And I love it when people draw near to the Lord and learn. They always have insights and they learn things that I'll probably never think about. God is so awesome. And I've seen people that sneak and do things. And, you know, everybody don't follow God. Some people don't understand. And when I was a kid growing up, some people were in love with God at my daddy's church. And some people, you know, just like anywhere else, some people go to church because their family members go to church. Sometimes the grown people go to church because their wife or their husband go to church. There was always somebody that loved God, and there was, in those days, there were a few that loved the world too. And I would overhear their conversations after church. And it affected me. I said, God is good, and people need to do right. I knew that as a child. I saw the example of my parents. And I wanted to love people. I care about people. And I want to know people. I want people to know me as I follow Christ. I want people to see what Christ is like. And living in His likeness works. It's good. So I began to follow Him and obey Him. And every time I did what He said to do, I would know Him even more. Now, when people look at these websites and they see all these files I'm doing this at God's order. Because God is so huge. There are so many aspects of the life of God. And people will listen to, there are people who listen to them day by day. So for the audience, I love you. So I love doing what God said to do. I'm learning from obeying Him. I see Him more. I appreciate Him even more. And I hate the ways of the world even more. I hate the world more and more as time goes on, and I love God more and more as time goes on. Because I know more about Him. If you know more about Him, you can love what you know. And He's, you know, in other words, I knew God was good from the beginning and I loved Him. But He's better than I could imagine He was. So, as you follow Him, you're going to learn principles of life. And you're going to gain abilities that you never knew you had. Your prayers do avail much. Your prayers can activate God. You can do the things of God. You can fall in love with Him. You don't have to live according to the beggarly elements of this world. And people who are not convinced in Him, they still operate by worldly deception and religious deception. The light of God's Word overcomes all of that. And one thing about darkness, wherever there's darkness, that's where people hide. People try to hide that darkness. But when you live the light, you broadcast the light, and everything dark will leave. Or either it's like my pastor said, when you teach the Word of God, you start a revival or a riot, and people either love God or they hate Him, or they want to love God or they want to hate Him. And I don't try to make people choose what I choose. I live the life. I bear fruit. They'll eat it if they want it. They'll partake of it if that's what they want. And now this is something I learned about people. Whatever they choose to do, they mean it. If they sin, they mean it. They may not know that it's going to kill them yet. I try to expose that fact. But whatever people choose to do, they do it because that's what they decided to do and they mean it. Now the Lord said, don't judge or you'll be judged according to the way you judge. But when people won't repent and they know better, they did that on purpose. And if they love God and they come out of the world, they did that on purpose. It's not an accident. Whatever your choice is not an accident. A choice is on purpose. Now, sometimes people are weak and they want to make the choice. They just don't think they could pull through. I've been there. I understand that. But it's still a choice to stay in the world like I used to do. But the Lord worked with me. So the compassion He had on me, I have on others. I try to work with people. Because people are throwing away a fortune, and they don't even know it. They're throwing away abilities that God has given them. They're throwing away. When a person decides not to believe on Jesus Christ and proceed forward with knowing, they're throwing away everything that pertains to life and godliness. And they don't realize it. They're throwing away their ability to pray. They're throwing away their ability to pray for their children. They're throwing away the ability for God to show them things that's happening in real time, and then they can pray for it. They're throwing away the wisdom that God would be giving them over time, over the course of their life. And they're right where they are now. They stay where they are now, or where they've been all along. And Satan, you know, they try to have a good time and that doesn't work out. They try to save money and just spend on something because they didn't know how to avoid it. they try to go forward in business, they do all they can, and somebody wrecks that and steals from them. Or their children get on drugs that they could have been praying for a long time ago. Or their children won't work and absorb everything they work for and hang around waiting on them to die so they can acquire their houses. And their whole life has very little satisfaction, if any. But when you have the wisdom of God, you can avoid all those things. People that won't work, you can, you know, the Lord will give you wisdom and they'll leave your life. Just because the world is falling apart, you don't, that doesn't mean that you have to not have the joy of the Lord in your life. Just because people are going crazy and rioting and protesting and starting trouble, that doesn't mean that your life has to go south. God takes care of his own people. And with the wisdom of God, you can stay ahead of the enemy. I learned that from the Lord. In fact, you can even stop satanic activity. You can't make people choose what they decide to choose, but you can keep the enemy off your front porch. You can keep the enemy wherever you have to go. You can destroy the works of darkness. There is a way to do it. You have authority over Satan. You have authority in the earth. You have authority to choose life. You have the authority of God to choose to do what's right. You have authority to say no to the world. You have authority to live and build your life anyway. You have authority to make your life work anyway. You have authority to have a good marriage. And the people in your life, the Lord, sometimes you have to look at what God has given. He made us kings and he made us priests. He made us kings and he made us priests. We can believe God for whatever we need at our will. We can pray for our people. We can represent people that we know to God. And we can represent God to everybody we know. That's what a priest will do. We can forgive sins. We can remit their sins so that the weight of guilt that comes with sin is lifted so that they can repent according to what Henry Gruber taught. And wherever people have died and blood spilled on the ground, we can remit the sins of that place. And it can destroy Satan's covenant with death there. And Henry Gruber is a man I listen to on YouTube. He had a website before he passed called joyfulsoundministries.com. And you can go on his website and hear his testimonies, buy his books, and it's a beautiful ministry he has. But the Lord is to be known. You can know him. You don't have to live like everybody else. You don't have to worry anymore, ever. You can receive a plan of God and have perfect success. Perfect success in all that you do. You can live according to the Proverbs. That was a man who finished college. He had 9 jobs in 1 year. And he couldn't get it right. And a friend of his suggested reading the Proverbs. He read the Proverbs, started his own business, and made millions because he made adjustments. When we receive God's word, any part of God's word, it enables us to make adjustments. Now, if you're going to do something great or big or something that you've never done before, all you have to do is make a few adjustments in what you do every day. You're not going to be able to do it all in one day. But sometimes a choice, the right choice, will get you started. But what I'm saying is that making the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You'll make the proper adjustments you'll make a few changes in what you do every day, and you will attain great success, and the Lord will help you do it. And first thing, you know, keep first things first. Look at the Lord. Whatever you do, don't try to do it only by your strength. Even your physical work, do it in His strength. Look at Him. He's your motive. Do the things of God. That's how I got to know the Lord. I kept doing the things of the Lord. I kept doing what God said do, and I got to know Him. And then when He taught me, it enabled me to do what to do greater things. It enabled me to see what He sees and do what He does. It enabled me to understand. And I say, and as I receive more light, I say, oh, that's how it works. Oh, that's why Jesus said that. I see it in life. You can make better choices and get better results. Consider what you have already and use it. When Jesus wanted to feed the 5,000, He asked the disciples, what do you have? I'll never forget that. What do you have? One time I wanted to start a diagnostic business because I could make money faster. But I said, what do I have? I consider what I had. I already had body material equipment to paint, to fix cars and do body work. I already had tools before I had a computer to diagnose cars. I said, I'll start with what I have, and then I get the computer, and I use the computer to help me to make money. And that's when I started my business, when I went on the radio. But I used what I had to get started, and I gained a lot of customers, and I fixed a lot of cars to do what I do. I wanted to reach people. I didn't want to get people, waiting on people is too slow. Raising up people to help you in ministry, that takes long. The Lord had a faster way to do what I do. Broadcast on the radio, and eventually people will grow and listen and get other people to listen. And then He gave me the website, something that He could use. And He gave me instructions, and I cooperate with the Lord. I do what He said do, and it works. If you're listening, it's because the Lord led you to this website. I tell people about it sometimes, but the Lord tells people about this website. And He gave me good instructions. Now, follow God. If you follow the Lord and do all that's in His heart. The reason I say it, do what's in His heart, because it helps us cooperate. God has a plan. It's easy for people, for mankind, to look at their plan, what they put in motion, what they approve. We got to get out of that habit and look at what God is doing. And you can make better adjustments, and you can do things better and faster. Now, I know what I'm talking about. That's the way to go. Your plan is insufficient. It's like an account with not enough funds in it. But God's plan is perfect. And I know how perfect His plan is. If you trust His plan, you're going to have perfection. And it's going to be notable. God loves you. He's going to help you, and you're going to go forward. We're capable of so much more in Him. And when things aggravate me, my first reflex is look at Him. Then I'll make the best choice. Don't get mad. Don't be so fast to get mad and feel threatened. Don't be so fast to get angry and feel threatened. Just look at the Lord, calm down, look at Him. And then as you yield to His wisdom, you'll know what to do and how to solve problems. You'll know what to say. You'll speak healing words that work. Healing words. this is something I learned over time. I was motivated to do all these things from the beginning, but I just didn't know how. But over time, I learned to speak healing words, soft answers to turn away wrath. I learned to turn the other cheek. Don't be so fast to provoke violence. Don't be so fast to get angry just because other people are angry. I learned to forgive people as a reflex. Before I speak, I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to learn. Now, as you follow God, you're going to learn things you never knew before. And you're going to see things you've never seen before. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.